It depends on who you talk to. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. You know, I've heard both sides of the story from experts when it comes to catch and release of what I will term fragile fish, as in trout or steelhead. Tim Higham, an associate professor in University of California's Riverside Department of Evolution, Ecology, and Organismal Biology, told me some very convincing facts about how hooking these fish results in a tear in their mouth, which produces a biomechanical inability for them to feed efficiently, resulting in their starvation upon releasing back into the water. Then I pick up the paper the other day and I learn about a study by the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, along with some University of Idaho researchers, that reports something very different. Here is Idaho Fish and Game Public Information Supervisor Roger Phillips talking about some biologists who tried to simulate private anglers.
They pretty much went and mimicked, you know, as those fish were coming up to spawn, they basically caught them on rod and reel and kind of mimicked how an angler would catch and release a fish and tag those fish, and then went up and saw how successfully they spawned, whether they survived, and also how their offspring did. And the results were pretty positive, as in there wasn't any difference or no discernible difference between survival and reproduction rates of the fish that were caught and released and the ones that were not.
Depends on who you talk to. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.